Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Za pesmu Send Your Love Stinga inspirisao engleski književnik William Blake. Poštovao ga je kao pisca koji je stvorio ličnu religiju koju bi svi trebalo da imamo u potrazi za duhovnim smislom u životu. U vreme kada su stavovi predstavnika glavnih vera na planeti sve oprečniji, nelogičniji i opasniji, postoji jedna stvar oko koje su svi saglasni, a to je da svet ide ka uništenju, rekao je muzičar. Zato ako želimo da imamo budućnost, moramo da je pronađemo u nečemu sličnom onome što je stvorio Blake. Sting je pesmu napisao posle tragičnih napada u Americi 11. septembra 2001. godine. Tada je shvatio šta je u životu najvažnije i da su njegova religija jednostavne stvari poput ljubavi prema porodici. Šanse da menjamo svet video je u činovima dobrote, naklonosti i ljubavi i zaključio da jedino to može da nas odvede napred. Zato posadite drvo, rodite dete, budite ljubazni i emitujte ljubav, rekao je Sting o ideji svoje pesme Send Your Love.
Finding the world in the smallest of a grain of sand and holding infinity. Palm of your hand, and heaven's realms in the seedlings of this tiny flower, and eternities in the space of a single hour. Send your love into the future.
Thank you.
lipstick, junkie debunked the all-in-one. She came back wearing a smile, looking like someone drugged me. They wanted to unplug me. No one here is on trial. It's just I turn around and we go.
Svaki dan so fine, do the bumps of time in your prime. And then you, yeah, people call, send me where I die, you're bound to fall. They thought they were just kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out, and now you don't.
Incomplete unknown.
Priče o pesmama.
Engleski muzičar James Morrison doživao je težak udarac kada mu je 2010. godine preminuo otac koji je bio alkoholičar. Svestan koliko je njegovo stanje loše, James mu je mesec dana pred smrt savjetovao da se što pre odrekne pića jer će u protivnom umreti. Kada se to zaista i dogodilo, Morrison je bio očajan i pao u depresiju. Iako sa ocem nije bio u najboljim odnosima i proživao mučne godine trudeći se da to popravi i postane blizak sa njim, očeva smrt ga je teško pogodila. Ispričao je da u tim trenucima nije osjećao ništa osim obomrlosti i griže savesti. Želeo je da se izoluje od ljudi i sam pronađe način da se izbori sa gubitkom i preboli tugu. Povukao se u sebe i punih 6 nedelja uplakan proveo u krevetu. Nije bio u stanju bilo šta da radi pa ni da razmišlja o pisanju pesama. Sećajući se tog perioda, kasnije je napisao stihove u kojima je sebe uporedio sa nebom punim suza. James Morrison je pesmi o patnji za ocem dao naslov Six Weeks, odnosno 6 nedelja.
Six weeks since I let you go, and I still feel the same. Hard to believe that a feeling this strong ever really changed. I hold my head up steady with both hands heavy, oh, just like the sky. It's so full of tears, waiting cry. I'm on your way. Have you finally found some place you can conquer? Tell me now, are you finally free from the troubles of life and love? I got your records playing and I can hear saying this is where we belong.
I'm I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in, a week later returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights. Then I put it on pause until the moment was right. I went away 4 months until our paths crossed again. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m. Baby, if you wanted me, then you should have just said. She's singing,
I love,
don't lie with my love. That heart is so cold, all over my own. I don't wanna know that, baby. Only wanna see her. We drink away the days with a takeaway pizza. Before, a text message was the only way to reach her. Now she's staying at my place and loves the way I treat her. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature. And never wants to sleep, I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we make money the same way. 4 cities, 2 planes the same day. And those shows have never been what it's about. But maybe we'll go together and just figure it out. I'd rather put on a film with you and sit on the couch. But we should get on a plane or we'll be missing it now. Wish I'd have written it down, the way that things played out. When she was kissing him, how I was confused about. Now she should figure it out while I'm sat here singing.
La, la, don't lie with my love. That heart is so cold, all over my own. I don't wanna know that, babe.
Trust and respect is what we do this for. I never intended to be next, but you didn't need to take him to bed, that's all. And I never saw him as a threat until you disappeared with him to have sex, of course. It's not like we were both on tour. We were staying at the same hotel floor. And I wasn't looking for a promise or commitment, but it was never just fun and I thought you were different. This is not the way you realize what you wanted. It's a bit too much, too late if I'm honest. And all this time, God knows, singing,
I love, don't lie with my love. That heart is so cold, all over my own. I don't wanna know that, babe. I love, don't lie with my love. I told her she knows, take aim and reload. I don't wanna know that, babe.
Thank you.
Priče o pesmama.
Inspiracija za pesmu Blood Flowers koju izvodi grupa The Cure bila su dela norveškog slikara Edvarda Munka. Gitaristi i pevaču Robertu Smithu posebno se dopala umetnikova izjava kako je postao svestan da je stvorio dobru umetnost u trenutku kada ima osjećaj da mu je iz srca iskočio krvavi cvet. U isto vreme kada se upoznao sa tom rečenicom, Smith je čitao knjigu poezije o Prvom svetskom ratu. U jednoj od pesama naišao je na opis vojnika čija se rana od metka pretvorila u krvavi cvet na njegovom telu. Muzičaru se dopala analogija koju je pronašao između bola i umetnosti, što se savršeno uklopilo sa njegovim tadašnjim razočaranjem u bend i namerom da ga napusti. Napisao je stihove kojima je želeo da pokaže da sećanje na pesme koje su stvorili nikada neće izbledeti i da će sastav nastaviti da živi kroz legendu čak i kada se raspadne. Usledio je kreativan i uspešan period za The Cure, pa je Smith promenio odluku i sa svojom grupom snimio pesmu Blood Flowers.
Time will never come to slip away. This wave never breaks, he said. The sun never sets again. These flowers will never fade.
Priče o pesmama.
Apokaliptična pesma London Calling grupe The Clash nastala je tokom njihove prve turneje po Americi. Prema rečima gitariste Mika Jonesa, na ideju su došli pošto su u novinama pročitali vest da bi London mogla da uništi velika poplava u slučaju da se nivo Severnog mora podigne i pogura reku Temzu. Prezasićeni gomilom mračnih vesti koje su svakodnevno objavljivane u doba hladnog rata, odlučili su da ih iskoriste za pesmu. U njoj su prikazali neke od mogućih scenarija za uništenje sveta, uključujući dolazak ledenog doba, ratove i glad. Jedan od događaja koji je našao mesto u tekstu je i kvar na reaktoru koji se 1979. dogodio u nuklearnom postrojenju Three Mile Island i bio ocenjen kao nesreća sa širokim razmerama. Naslov su odabrali prema identifikaciji koju radio BBC koristio tokom Drugog svetskog rata za područja van Engleske. Momci iz grupe The Clash su svoju pesmu sa apokaliptičnim predviđanjima nazvali London Calling.
The rain and the crunch of day, the ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is within, engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone, forget it brother, you can go it alone, London calling, to the zombies of death, quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out. Get this!
it's true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile?
London calling.
I never felt so much alike.
Sa nama je Miroslav Vicko-Milatović, član grupe Riblja čorba.
8. mart, to je jedan veliki praznik. Što se mene tiče lično, ja sam dva puta razveden, ali bih preporučio jednu pesmu sa mog sada zadnjeg CD izdanja, knjiga i CD bonus, koja se zove Vesnik proleća i ona upravo dočarava taj praznik 8. mart. Balade me nekako vezuju, znači može i Riblja čorba balada ili Bijelo dugme balada, neka balada, tako me vuče taj 8. mart, nežno nešto.
Ooh.